This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Airlines rescue flight brings back 272 Nepali nationals from West Asia. Rescue flights continue today to repatriate stranded citizens. Nepal Oil Corporation begins distribution of half-filled LPG cylinders from today amid supply shortage due to West Asia conflict. Election Commission allocates House of Representatives seats on the proportional representation system to six political parties. And oil prices rise amid ongoing West Asia tensions. U.S. grants 30-day license for countries to buy sanctioned Russian oil to ease supply concerns. Now the news in detail. The government of Nepal, in coordination with Nepal Airlines Corporation, has been operating rescue flights to bring back Nepali citizens stranded in different West Asian countries. According to Nepal Airlines spokesperson Devendra Poon, a special rescue flight brought 272 Nepali citizens home from Dubai yesterday. The same aircraft had earlier carried 260 passengers from Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu to Dubai. Nepal Airlines is operating another flight to Dubai today, carrying 267 passengers from Kathmandu. The aircraft will bring back 164 Nepali citizens from Dubai. Rescue flights began after airspace in parts of West Asia was closed from the 28th of February. Flights were suspended following airstrikes carried out in Iran by the United States and Israel, and the retaliation from Iran to Israel and Gulf nations. Meanwhile, the Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has started distributing half-filled LPG cylinders from today, weighing 7.1 kilograms. According to the NOC, the measure is aimed at ensuring a smooth and fair supply to more households amid ongoing disruption in petroleum LPG imports caused by the conflict in West Asia. The NOC said this temporary step will help manage limited stock while keeping the distribution system systematic and accessible to the public. The Election Commission has allocated the House of Representatives seats under the proportional representation system to six political parties that crossed the legal threshold. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party received 57 seats, followed by the Nepali Congress with 20 seats. The CPN-UML got 16 seats, the Nepali Communist Party 9, and the Sram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party 4 seats each. The Election Commission has asked parties to submit the names of selected candidates to the commission within 3 days. Nepal has been elected chair of the Committee on Trade and Environment of the World Trade Organization. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations in Geneva, Ram Prasad Suwedi, was unanimously elected to the post for a 1-year term during the General Council meeting held in Geneva on the 11th of March. The Committee on Trade and Environment serves as a platform for member states to discuss the impact of trade policies on the environment and the effect of environmental policies on trade. The committee also facilitates discussions aimed at promoting environmentally sustainable trade and climate-related trade measures. The Foreign Affairs Ministry said Nepal's leadership role comes at an important time as the country prepares to graduate from the least developed country status and works to further integrate its trade into global markets. Air pollution in Kathmandu continues to rise, with the Air Quality Index AQI reaching 158, replacing it in the unhealthy category. An AQI of 150 is considered unhealthy. The city's air quality had improved this morning after rainfall last night, but pollution levels increased again this afternoon. Kathmandu has been ranked as an unhealthy city throughout the week. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged the public to remain cautious, take precautions and avoid exposure to polluted air as much as possible. Local residents have halted the disposal of Kathmandu Valley's waste at the Bansaridhara landfill site, citing the government's failure to implement fast agreements. Residents of the Bansaridhara area stopped trucks carrying garbage from Kathmandu and sent them back yesterday. They said waste disposal would not be allowed until early agreements made with the Kathmandu Metropolitan City and the Ministry of Urban Development are implemented. Earlier, the then Minister for Urban Development, Kulman Gissing, had pledged to implement past agreements, after which the obstruction to waste disposal was lifted. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news update. Oil prices have remained high in Asian trading today, with Brent crude trading at just over $100 per barrel. According to the BBC, oil prices closed above the $100 mark on Thursday for the first time since 2022, following escalating tensions in West Asia. Prices had last crossed that level after Russian invasion of Ukraine. The White House said the United States will allow countries a 30-day license to purchase sanctioned Russian oil, currently stranded at sea in an effort to ease supply concerns. Meanwhile, the United States Central Command confirmed that a U.S. military refueling aircraft crashed over western Iraq after an incident involving two aircraft during Operation Epic Fury. Officials said the incident occurred in friendly airspace and was not caused by hostile or friendly fire. Rescue operations are continuing. Iran's new supreme leader, Mostafa Khamenei, said Iran would continue blocking the Strait of Hormuz and target U.S. bases in neighboring countries. Police in South Korea have raided the headquarters of the country's transport ministry as investigations continue into the nation's deadliest aviation disaster. The crash involved Jeju Air Flight 2216, which overshot the runway at Muan International Airport on the 29th of December 2024. The aircraft hit a concrete structure, killing 179 of the 181 people on board. According to the BBC, initial investigations found that the Boeing had suffered a bird strike before landing. Investigators also said a concrete mound near the runway increased the number of casualties. Police searched the Transport Ministry's office in the city of Sejong for new evidence related to the crash to examine whether authorities handled the incident properly. The latest investigation was ordered by President Lee Jae-myung after additional body parts and belongings of victims were recently discovered. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi province and the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the rest of the areas will be partly cloudy. There is a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Tarai, hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Airlines rescue flight brings back 272 Nepali nationals from West Asia. Rescue flights continue today to repatriate stranded citizens. Nepal Oil Corporation begins distribution of half-filled LPG cylinders from today amid supply shortage due to West Asia conflict. Election Commission allocates House of Representatives seats under proportional representation system to six political parties. And oil prices rise amid ongoing West Asia tensions. U.S. grants 30-day license for countries to buy sanctioned Russian oil to ease supply concerns. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.